अन्य आश्रयाणां त्यागो अनन्यथा. टोटल डिपेंडेंस अपॉन गॉड मीन्स टोटल इंडिपेंडेंस फ्रॉम एवरीथिंग एल्स. दैट इज द ट्रुथ अबाउट इट. लोक वेदेषु तद् अनुकूल आचरणं तद् विरोधेषु उदासीनता. इट्स अ ब्यूटिफुल सूत्र. सो देयर विल बी व्हाट इज कॉल्ड वर्ल्डली ड्यूटीज and there will be spiritual duties. And why do I use the word duty? Because there are people think that some worldly activities are duties, but spiritual activities like japa, dhyana, etc., they are voluntary. People think they are voluntary, but they are not voluntary. Nowadays, even doctors are advising people, if they have faith in God, it helps a lot to cope with the even worldly problems. We are not talking about spiritual benefits. Meditation took off in 1960s. Mahesh Yogi, he called it TM, Transcendental Meditation. The system is very, what is called, rational. What is it? He will give you some mantra. Just repeat the mantra. And do not worry whether you are happy or unhappy. See that you repeat the mantra. And many people got so much benefit just by being able to focus his or her mind for 20 minutes, no more than 20 minutes. This is a beautiful instruction. Don't sit for more than 20 minutes. But 20 minutes, you focus upon it and see that your mind doesn't go here and there. And constant repetition for the so there is a psychological truth in it. If you hear something once, it becomes a monotonous. So that the traveling up a train or a car, when there is a long road, smooth road, no obstructions, there is a rhythmic effect is produced. And that is the heart of music. The heart of music is rhythm according to everybody, not according to the aesthetic science of India. The heart of music is all emotional. Anyway, this is the thing that suits you. Voice also, cracky voice, it disturbs you. For example, Swami Ranganathan's voice, have you heard? It puts you immediately, you know, there is, his voice is such, there is no crack. Like that it goes. Lata Mangeshkar's voice is very soothing. Our Uma's voice is very soothing. And that kind of voice is puts you, your pranayama also comes into effect. Anyway, what I want to say is, and if there is somebody who is opposed to me, do not kill. Because hatred is even more of an attachment. Hatred. Because if you are attached to somebody, you think of that person. So that is the test of attachment. How do you know you have attachment? The thoughts of that particular object comes again and again to the mind. But suppose you say, I am attached. But I rarely think about the doctrine. That means you are really not. Now apply it to God. I love God. How many times do I think of God? But hatred means it's a very powerful emotion. You think of the God. That's what Itishan Maharaj used to say. Hatred is worse than attachment. It is nothing but attachment. But what is attachment? When we say, I am attached to another person, are you really attached to the other person? Are you attached to something which you get in the presence of the other person? Exactly. If you say, I love Rajagula, the poor Rajagula doesn't know whether you love it or not. But if you say, I love a chicken, so chicken and kitchen are very close words. From chicken to so if the chicken is asked, this person loves you. What's your opinion about it? He says, I gave up all hopes. I gave up all hopes. Because there is no choice after that. The moment it gets the news, and so attachment or hatred, both have nothing to do with it. The object acts like a mirror. But it affects us. Sometimes it gives me joy. This is called it. And that which doesn't give me joy, but the contrary emotion, that is called hatred, rather and aggression. Therefore, it is intense activity. Both produce intense activity. What is the activity? Attachment means we want to obtain that object by hook or crook. And aversion, dvesha means somehow we would like to be as far away from that object as possible. But unfortunately, what physically it is sometimes possible to be here. But mentally, you are constantly with the thought. So that is why the mind is not in our control when it is possessed both by attachment as well as aversion. Bhavatu nischaya dardhyat urdhvam shastra rakshanam. So the next verse goes, Bhavatu nischaya dardhya. At once your faith in God is firm and you have done sadhana and you reach God, you have realized God. After that, what should you do? Should you give up for following the scripture? No, you should. Why? Because first of all, you have done your job. Suppose realizing so, put points on it. Does a realizing so really go against any scriptures? Can he go? Why he can't go against the scriptures?
God will show them.
For two reasons. One reason, he had practiced, he has been practicing these things so much that now it has become a nature. It is not possible for him to, that's what Sri Ramakrishna says, if you practice music, it is not possible for you to take a wrong lyre, to go out of lyre. No musician can really go out of lyre. It is impossible for him. So no devotee who is realized in God can ever transgress the teachings of the scriptures. What is the first reason? Because he has made so many janmas of effort. It is impossible for him. It has become his nature. Second, if he wants, a worldly man can transgress worldly, what is called safeguards, can do something wrong. For example, he might like to steal somebody's property. What is the point of stealing property? I become a rich man. When I become a rich man, what happens to me? I feel that I am more happy. I am more secure. But here, the devotee is seeing everywhere whom? Only God. Can there be any object which can give me more happiness than seeing God? That is second reason. Third reason is, he sees God everywhere. Whom do you want to cheat? Do you want to cheat me? That means you will cheat oneself. Because God and the devotee had become absolutely wrong. Fourth reason is that this man doesn't have independence of will. He will have to follow whatever God says. Not he will have. Even if I say, I will have to follow. I have not really surrendered myself. Simply, ami rath, tumi rath. I am ratha, and the chariot, you are the chariot. I am the mission, you are the makam. I am the house, you are the owner of the house. Even he doesn't think like, but he is totally surrendered. Therefore, it is matter. But it is God's wish that such a person should observe Shastric rules, regulation meant for novices. But if only one purpose is, what is the purpose? For to be an example for other. So supposing Sri Ram transgresses, do you think his disciples will have, first of all, any faith in him? You are teaching me this and you are practicing in a different way. The person cannot be a guru. Can't you? The guru may be enlightened person, but he doesn't need those things. But he does it because if he does it, then his followers, devotees, will not dare to do anything against the scriptural instruction. And then what the guru does is nothing but scripture. What guru says is nothing but scripture. And what is this scripture? It is nothing but God's own words. For example, we say Bhagavatam. What is Bhagavatam? Bhagavan's story is called Bhagavatam. So we say Bhagavad Gita. Whose Gita? Bhagavad Gita. Why is it called Gita? Vachana you can say. Vachana means what? Prose. But Gita, what is the difference between the prose and Gita?
Song.
It is, you know, it soothes the mind. That is why whenever a child is restless, what does the mother do? The mother completely lullabies, they call, you know, immediately the baby is asleep. So Gita means that which comes out of the Bhagavan's mouth. Gita, whatever comes out of a mother's mouth is Gita. Do you know why? Because whatever comes out of the mother's mouth, when the baby is there, is it for the good of the baby or not? When a baby is near, does the mother, what type of bhava or emotion she will be having? Love. Whatever comes out of her mouth is only loving shabda. Even if the mother is angry also, it is a loving shabda. So you remember that story? One day, at 5 to 7 in the evening, a boy was furiously running and he bumped into a gentleman. The gentleman got annoyed. He asked him, "Boy, don't you look up where you are going?" He said, "Sorry, sir. I am in a hurry, I did not see you." Then asked, "What so much of hurry?" Then, "My mother is waiting to beat me up. That's why I am running." "Oh, are you so eager to be beaten up by your mother?" He said, "It's not like that. If I reach before 7, my mother will beat me up. If I reach after 7, my father will be Which is more preferable? To be beaten by mother is more preferable than anything else. Because she cannot do it. It is her own blood and flesh. So, a person goes on following the Shastra Rakshanam. And also Shastra Rakshanam means proving that the scripture is right. We discussed it in other contexts. What is the one of the major accomplishments of any avatar? What does he do? He proves that the scripture is right. You know, Sri Ramakrishna had done sadhana. First, without any guru. Second time, with the help of. So he said, "I have attained everything." Then where was the need for him to do sadhana second time? It is for our sake. What is our sake? Oh, Sri Ramakrishna had done sadhana without guru. Guru means scripture. A guru will always have scripture. So here is something very important. There are some gurus who claim proudly, arrogantly, I have not read Gita, I have not read Upanishads, I have not read any scriptures. But I am prepared to guide you as a guru. Don't trust. Never trust a person who says, "I don't follow any scripture." Always safeguard is, which scripture are you following? Maybe Gita, maybe Bhagavatam, maybe Shiva Purana, it doesn't know. And that is why Sri Ramakrishna, to confirm what? That every scripture is absolutely aksharataha satyam. Because if somebody doesn't practice, if nobody experiments a scientist's formula, who does anybody know it is true or not? If one person does that, then everybody will get the benefit. Anybody who can do it. The only proof of science is what? Experiment and proof. If it works only for one person and not for other person, then it is not science. Every scripture is a scientifically proven formula. It works all the time. That is why Shastra Rakshana is to be done. So this is the first kind of proof. Second kind of proof is that if the guru goes in there. No, you can't expect a guru to be obvious to you. It's our experience. Our gurus have passed along there. Who is going to be the guide? Because we do need guidance on occasions, emergency occasions. So what is the way? Scriptures are the way. How do they work? They work in two ways. You pray to God, open any scripture. First of all, exactly the solution which we are seeking will be there. Because it is God's grace. Secondly, even if you deliberately opened a particular sloka, because you know where the matter is available to you for your particular solution. For example, if you want to know what type of characteristics a devotee must have, then which chapter of the Bhagavad Gita you will open? 12th chapter. Bhakti. If you want to think about the nature of Atma, 2 chapters. 2nd chapter and 13th chapter. So like that, there are solutions out there. How should a devotee live? 13th chapter, 12th chapter, many other chapters are also there. You have doubt about the actions and reactions of gunas. Which chapter? 14th chapter. Gunatraya Vibhaga Yoga. Like that, every chapter, what type of food should I take? Will open, I think 17th or 18th chapter. So like that, even if you know, but the scripture, to understand the scripture, you need a special type of intelligence. And that is called Medha. Medha means what? A special type of spiritual intelligence. And that is totally different from worldly intelligence. Worldly intelligence, many clever people are. Even pundits are. Even professors are. There was an incident. Swami Ranganathanji Maharaj was in Karachi. And he and Dr. Radhakrishnan were close friends. Once Dr. Radhakrishnan happened to visit Karachi. And he knew Swami Ranganathanji. So he came and stayed overnight in the ashram. Next morning, there was a newly joined brahmachari. Next morning, the brahmachari's head had to be shaved. We have a policy. If anybody comes and joins, first thing we do is shave his head. So even if he wants to go back to his parents, it will take some time for him to grow the head. We make sure that. So he was shaving, Barbara was shaving. Radhakrishnan came out of his room, saw the brahmachari, immediately made sashtanga pranam. The brahmachari was feeling embarrassed because compared to Dr. Radhakrishnan, he was a what is called illiterate person, so-called illiterate person. So he said, sir, you are such a learned man and also old. Why do you make pranams to me? Radhakrishnan said, I know that I know better than you all these scriptures. I have written so many books. History of Indian philosophy. 2 volumes. And so many wonderful books, very deep things. But I did not have the courage to renounce the world like you. I am not making pranams to you as a pandit. I am making pranams because you decided to renounce it. And this is what our scripture also tells. To show how much respect a person should give to a sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day he was sitting there. A donkey was passing by. And he threw an ochre cloth on that donkey and made sashtanga pranams. Is he making Sashtanga pranams to the donkey? No. He's making pranams to the ochre cloth, which symbolizes renunciation. That is why once, I think it was holy month. There are also not good monks. Then somebody asked, should we make show respect to them? Holy Mother said, yes, you should show respect to them. Why? He said that, you know, in the fields, to drive away birds, they will keep this scarecrow. So a bad sadhu is like scarecrow. At least he is reminding people of the ideal, an ideal of sannyas. That is why in India, people put up. I went to this institute, you know, all suit and board. So I did not know, only now I know. All, you know, monks, fathers. All are fathers. Most of them were fathers. Some of them are putting their traditional robe. I could recognize. Some of them just simply, you know, like any other lay person. It is necessary to put on the clothes of a monk. What is the purpose? Not to show off that I am a monk, but to show to everybody that here is an ideal and this person represents the ideal. Whether he will adhere to the ideal and represent the ideal, that is a different issue. But at least he is showing to that Holy Mother, you know what happened one day? She was sitting there surrounded by some women. And one brahmachari was sitting near for whatever, I think he was applying some medication or anything. And one lady devotee, most likely it is either Golapma or Radhu, I don't remember. She passed away in a rush and her father touched the brahmachari. Immediately, mother fell upon her like a tigress and said, don't you know, this is it?
Yes.
Should you move like that, you have to move around him as though he is a monk. You should show the respect. Now, what happened? He was a well-known devotee. Most likely it is Golapma. And the brahmachari knew about Golapma, that she was far ahead in spiritual accomplishments, etc. So he was telling, Ma, it's okay, please pass it. Mother said, no, she is a householder and you are a monk. But he was just young. But you see, you are a lion cub. Why was mother doing that? She knew better than that he was much less accomplished in spiritual life than the other person. But why? He was upholding the ideal under. Because an incarnation comes to also validate and also uphold these four ashrams. Why Sri Ramakrishna kept Holy Mother with him? Even though he took sannyas, it was highly unorthodox behavior. If any monk hits his wife with him, then society will condemn him. You know why? First of all, they may be tempted to behave like husband and after all, you know, husband and not a strange person's doing. Secondly, a monk should be an ideal for everybody. There's an ideal. If a monk misbehaves like that, then what is the difference between household and men? But Sri Ramakrishna had kept putting up an house. That's why Yoganasi has got that doubt also. That whether Sri Ramakrishna was teaching one thing and practicing something else. That is the doubts that will come if the guru keeps his wife near them. Not only that, not say August. But the disciple also may be tempted by the guru's wife, Guru Patni. Now, Puranas are full of that stories. One of the stories that Brihaspati's wife, Tara Devi, was most beautiful wife, Embry. And Brihaspati was a old girl. No chance. Chandradeva joined his family as a disciple. Immediately Lagdaya. And then this is a nasty story. Ultimately, Brihaspati was the Tara, now he's living in the home. That's why he's called Tara Anayaka. Who? Chandra is called Tara Anayaka. And Shiva is called Tara Anayaka Srekara. Srekara means one who keeps him on his head. So, Guru Padmesh, that what is called the health attraction also could do, especially if the Guru is old and wife is young, and she may be very attractive lady, beautiful lady. So many such instances are there to prevent them. Tridevi was frequently going to holy mount. I think you have, must have read it in it, like I'm happy. Immediately said, Tridevi, where do you want to go? There are so many people. Very beautiful. Gana, gana. Again and again, was visiting his aunt. He knew his aunt. But actually, when the aunt, we should not get the idea, aunt is 60 years old and I am only 15 years old. Who's, I think, Ram Krishna and Hridaya, what do you call? Colleagues of the same age. Just maybe a few months or a few, 1 or 2 years difference, that's all Hridaya. He was forced to call him Mama. This idea, you know, Mama means very old fellow. Mama is mother's brother. Yes, mother's brother. But their age is more or less the same. They're more like friends. And so Holy Mother was much younger than Hridaya. So that's why Sri Ramakrishna was worried. This side of the events in Sri Ramakrishna's life, we rarely take note. So if Guru is there, his behavior should be exemplary behavior. And he should also teach Shastra, because after his passing of this, what would be our ideal and safeguard? Only the scripture. Only when we realize God, yes. Nistrayi gunye pati vicharataha po vidhihi po nishayidaha. A man who has realized God, he goes beyond all rules and regulations, because he goes beyond the three gunas. All the regulations work only within the nature. Interest. What does it mean? Our body and mind is made up of what? Three gunas. Prakriti. When a person realizes I am the self, there is nothing to do with prakriti. And therefore, the prakriti cannot do anything to him. It cannot attract. Then he can do whatever he likes. So in this scripture, the question has been raised. Can you do whatever he likes? Yes, he can do whatever he likes. Does he do whatever he likes? Why does he? Why? We discussed it already. What four reasons will be? What is that? He cannot do that. He has practiced a particular way of life for not one janma. Don't think that a person attains perfection in one janma. So many janmas he has practiced. It is impossible for him to transgress any such. So please are there. Bhavatu nishtya dhadhyat purdhvam shastra rakshanam. Until we realize, what is our shastra? For the devotees of Sri Ramakrishna, what is the shastra? Gospel and great master. Two, other scriptures, secondary. But even the other scriptures should be read only in the light of Sri Ramakrishna's life. I said, life and teaching. What is the special function of life? Inspiration. What is the special function of teachings? Guidance. Can you understand the distinction between these two? Inspiration and guidance. See, supposing you are inspired to become a good sportswoman for whatever reason. When you were young, I'm not saying now, when you were young. Now it is too late. So, inspiration, you see some woman. And say, if she could do it, I could also do it. But then, she is jumping 6 feet. And as soon as she goes out of that place, you rush and try to jump. Is it possible? Inspiration is to follow. Instruction, how to slowly, slowly jump. So you put one small this thing and jump. It becomes very natural. Then raise it by a few inches. Then do it. Then do it. So this is the teachings part of any guru is for practice. And the life of a guru. Because without the life of a guru, scriptures already exist. Bhagavad Gita exists, Bhagavatam exists, Puranas exist, Vedas exist, Upanishads exist. Interestingly, I put the question to you. So, before Sri Ramakrishna and Swamiji, all these scriptures were there for thousands of years. Scriptures were. What were the type of life people were following? All superstitions had grown up around these scriptural teachings. Boozed. At the moment Sri Ramakrishna came, cleansed up all these scriptures. What does it mean? He extracted the end. That is the function of an incarnation. What is the function? Just now I said, what is the function?
To inspire and guide.
He extracts the essence. Sarvo Upanishado Gavo Dogda Gopala Nandanaha Partho Vatsa Sudhir Gopta Dogdam Gita Amritam Mahat. Because if Krishna had not done, people would not have understood Upanishads. If the Ramakrishna had not come, they would not have understood what is the essence of the Buddha. The Ramakrishna had extracted the essence of Bhagavad Gita and said, what is the essence of Gita? Tagi means what? Deva, Kama, and Kanchan. And the use of the word Kamini Kanchana. We have become sophisticated. We are using Kama and Kanchana. What is the difference between Kama and Kamini? Kama means plus. Kamini means woman. So, why did Sri Ramakrishna use the word Kamini instead of using the word Kama? Do you know why? Because if there is no object, you cannot help it. Desire, can you desire something which doesn't exist? And supposing that object is there but in Australia, do you desire it? Something is available. In the tribal area, say on Mars, somebody is cultivating something. Do you desire it? Normally you won't. Why? You might have heard about it. You don't desire it. Because it is not there, you don't know what it is. But that which is something within us, always Kama is available only if there is a Kamini. If there is no Kamini,
no Kama.
There will be no Kama. If there is no Rasagulla, the desire for Rasagulla. I'm taking a practical example. Suppose there is, you know, Bella, Jagal, not Rasagulla. Would the desire for Rasagulla arise? If you know, for certain that this Rasagulla is available, but it is available only on Mars. Where is Bella available? Right here. Which one will be your desire? This word Bella, who used this word Bella? Ramakrishna is used. When a person is suffering from delirium, then jars of pickles and Bella. And if it is there, that, see, Sri Ramakrishna was speaking. Even the utterance of the word Bella is producing water in my mouth.
Nowadays, some devotees are actually recommending to translate this Kamini Kanchana to Western Greek.
I know. You know why? Because women feel that why was Sri Ramakrishna exclusive? He is as though targeting the women. And that is what many people think. That's why I also use sometimes lust and greed. But the fact is, there would be no lust unless there is an object of lust.
It is a psychological truth.
This is the fact. So when Sri Ramakrishna was talking to his men devotees, he was using the word woman. But when he was talking to women devotees, he will be telling men. Yes, he said, even if your father is nearby, then you have to be careful about them. Brother is nearby, you have to be careful about them. So, the life of an incarnation or any great saint, it must be there to inspire. But the teachings also must be there to guide practically. If somebody wants to become tennis player, not tennis, what is that, baseball? Americans?
Basketball.
Huh? Basketball. Basketball. Oh, you know that all Negroes, American, Africans, the Negroes, the word should not be used now. My God, 6.5 feet, 7 feet, he just goes there and does. The other fellow, even Chukka fellow, like that, he goes and then puts it exactly, it lands in that basket. So that is inspiration. That you can also do and then do it. It will fall anywhere except in So you need also practice, infinite practice. Exceptional cases are different. Like Swami Vivekananda playing golf. You know that?
Gone with the egg.
See, Swami Vivekananda went to New York. One morning he went out for a walk. He saw the host's son trying to play. He knows, Swamiji never saw that. He asked, what is his name? It is called golf. So what to do? Here is a ball. You take, there is a bat. It really helps that. Because if you hold that one, it will hit everywhere except the ball. So what is the goal? I call it, you know, what I call that game? This is the most goal. Holy 18 holes. Not one hole. So Swami asked, what is the goal? That 18 times from one hole to the other hole. As quickly as possible, the less number of strokes every person can put in the 18th hole, he is considered to be one of the best golfer. Well, Swami Vivekananda asked this young boy, 12 years old, how many strokes do we need? He said, no telling it, put it. Then Swami asked, suppose I put this not in other holes, but in the 18th hole straight, then how much will it be? He said, I have got $0.50 and I will give $0.50. Because the boy knew that nobody had ever been able to do it. Meanwhile, a boy's father came. Then Swami, he heard the answer. Swami, it is impossible. How do you want to bet? Yes, how much? I have got $10. This $10 was worth it. Okay, done. Swami took one look. Straight it went into the hole. 18th hole. It was impossible feat. That man protested, Swami, it is not fair. You used your yogi. Then man, Swami said, no, I did not use. Then how are you able to do that? He said, simple. I asked my mind. Oh, my mind, do you want $10.50 or not? If you want $10.50, you better put this ball in the hole. And it said, yes, I do want it. But it is you. The performance was concentration. Many other feats were there. When the Swami was walking, there was a bridge. Some cowboys were shooting. The shells that were floating very fast. What was the goal? If the bullet hits a shell, then that is a victory. Score. And he was watching. Hardly anybody was able, because it's moving with such fast speed. Then Swamiji asked, hey, what is this? You are useless, but something like that. They said, you think you can do it? He took the gun and he never handled the gun. First time Swamiji was handling the gun. And every shot went and then broke the shot. They were astounded when they came to know. This was the first time Swamiji was ever using. So what is the secret?
Concentration.
What a wonderful thing it is for us to even to understand that. Okay. So, I got so many incidents were there in Swamiji. So many incidents. So, what are we talking about now? So, one must protect the scriptures even after. So, Ramakrishna gives an apt analogy. There was a man. He wanted water. No water was available. So, he dug a well. And he got the water. After digging the well, the instruments used for digging the well, he would keep there. But he could have said, the water has come, throw them into the well. No, another person may need these instruments elsewhere. That is what exactly these saints will do for most of us. Then Narada is proceeding to the 13th sutra. Anyatha paditya shankaya. Anyatha means otherwise. Otherwise means if we do not follow the instructions of the scriptures. Usually we follow only instructions of the scriptures. But if we have guru, what does our guru do? He gives us the instruction. But guru's instructions and scriptural instructions, are they two different things? Or are they same things? Not only same thing. Sometimes he even modifies it according to the necessity of the disciple, each disciple. Simple example. One day, two ladies came to Sri Ramakrishna. And was perhaps Ekadashi or something. They did not Shivaratri. And they wanted to visit Sri Ramakrishna. And he looked at their faces. They were what is called shrunk. You know, probably they were very hungry, weak. Immediately he said, don't eat something and come. Why? He was an inner thought reader. Maybe they were thinking of food rather than thinking of God. So it is better you think of God after eating instead of without eating and thinking of food, which is better. So if somebody can do the same thing without any thinking of the food, etc., that is even better. That's absolutely better. So protecting the scriptures means what? Whenever we see protecting the scripture. Bhagavad Gita, you take up a gun and stand there. Nobody touches. Is this called protecting the scripture? What does protection means what? Rakshana. That is the word. Rakshana means what? You practice it, you get the benefit, and then others will might look at you and get inspiration. This is called Rakshana. Shastra Rakshana means always. So, Guru Padesha Rakshana means what? You follow the scriptures, teaching of these Guru's words, but Guru's words are none other than scriptures only. But Anyatha, Patitya means what? The danger of falling down. If you relax the scriptures, there will be the danger of falling down. What does falling down mean? Suppose you don't have a guide. Roadmap. And you go, that is called patithya. That means you strayed away from the your goal. Right. So again you have to come back. But if there is good guide, GPS for example, then it will guide you correctly. So anyatha, otherwise, there is apprehension of a fall. And whenever these great souls write, they always have kept examples in the mind. Now, Vishwamitra's case also we can take and apply to this. What was Vishwamitra doing? Tapasya. Two factors keep in mind. First of all, he was not practicing Shastra's teaching. And there was no guru near. Supposing he had a guru. And these ladies come and try to tempt him. Would the guru allow him to fall down? No. Immediately he will catch hold of his ear and then say, you idiot, come away from there. Don't go on looking at them. And he would have cursed the other fellows also. He would not have allowed the others to come anyway. That is the first book. Second, suppose Guru is not there. But he must have heard from the Guru, until you reach God, be careful about the temptations. Guru must have told him, keep away. What is the keep away? Earlier sutra we have doing it. Earlier sutra. What is the sutra which we are referring to? So if we have been practicing, then you should do. In certain things, udasinata. It should be completely indifferent. Suppose some temptations. No, I will practice udasinata, indifference. That is not going to work out. Because they are overwhelmingly powerful. Simply run away from the test. Otherwise, you think that you will be there in the presence of the tempting temptations and you will overcome them. That is not going to happen. You run away, otherwise you will fall. If Vishwamitra, why did he allow them to think of that? I will close my eyes. I don't want to hear them. I want to go to my kutiya and don't come here. If had he done, he would not have fallen. So, Shastra Rakshana, he did not give clear indication like that. There must have been so many temptations are there. Also, there was a temptation in the there was such a thing in Sri Ramakrishna's life also. One devotee, he was telling, however, good a person you might go to somebody, be careful about a woman. And this fellow, he started going to this anathasin, is to those who are widowed, do not have anybody. Somebody came and called out her heart. It was a genuine case. But that first emotion, his heart melted in compassion. And he helped her. Okay, you help her, get out. No, they became. Naturally, she was very great, but whenever she comes near him, her eyes are filled with water. Water of what? Is to water the dried seed, which is in this. And slowly they started to throw. In no time, he had fallen. And Soma said, Maham, it's a beautiful illustration for this sutra. He wrote this short story called The Rain. I don't know whether you have read. Soma said, Maham, beautiful. And incidentally, he came and met Ramana Maharshi. And he wrote a novel. I forget. I think the Larry or Lazarus or Abhazar said something all about the teachings of Ramana Maharshi. Anyway, what I'm telling you, Narada must have witnessed
the story, Maharshi.
Huh?
What is the story?
Which one?
The rain.
Rain.
The rain. Somerset Maharshi. Yeah. It's called The Rain. Short story.
What is the story?
The story was there was a public woman. There was a Christian missionary who wanting to, you are leading a sinful life, you have to convert this and that and the other thing. Every day he will go and he will go on bombarding them. Every day for hours together he will spend in the presence of that thing. And one day he felt hard for him. And then he fulfilled his so-called desire and he counseled. Then he realized what he had fallen to the sincere fellow and he was running. That lady, all men are thieves. That was the words, spat, and he went and committed suicide. So, Lord, so many these things do happen. There's no doubt about it. So, completely whatever Guru says, whatever the scripture says, we have to follow. Anyatha, otherwise, there's always the fear, apprehension, and most likely it will happen for once in a while, for emergency, if you break the law, that's okay. No, deliberately, do it. Loke pitava deva, bhojanadi, vyapar, sharira, bharanavati. Even in ordinary life, it's only up till then, though physical activity such as taking food continue, as long as one gets this point. Loke pitava deva, in the world also behavior. Means the behavior of a would-be devotee. How it should be? Shastra Lakshana. If scripture says, eat this, eat in this way, do offer puja, and you offer your food materials, and you pray to God, and as prasada you get. Like this, whatever we do in life, according to the scriptural injunctions. This is why every religion has got what we call samskaras, sacraments. So Hindus have got samskaras. How many? More than 50 or 60 samskaras are there. But we know only a few samskaras. What is that? Jata karma. When a child is born, he has to be received in a particular way. And many people did not know. When a child is born, father has to take a little bit of honey sitting in the mouth. And your secret name is Veda. He has to whisper. What is the symbolism? May your life comes madhumaddama. Like, treat like the honey. That means may you be happy. Like that. Jatakarma. Then, namakarma. And significant name should. What is significant name? By calling him, he also feels nice. You also should feel nice. Pig, bullock, buffalo, and rat, this kind of men should not be here. See, but if it is men, it is Narayana and Shiva, like that, by that you are repeating God's name. If it is woman, Sharda, Savitri, Saraswati, and Parvati, like that. Only Kali as a name should not be given because of certain reasons. No, Mother Kali is the name. Usually I have not seen that anybody gives the name Kali. So some name, Hindus are very good at it in the past. Now all sorts of nonsensical names they are giving, meaningless. So, like Loke Pitavati, or what is called worldly behavior should be according to the cultural guidelines. Bhojana Vyaparadish. So what will you do about Bhojana? Just because you are a realized store. Can you eat beef? Would Sri Ramakrishna eat beef? Interesting. Ramakrishna used to tell forbidden food for Hindus too. What are they? Beef and pork. So beef is of course, you know, poor monster. Pork means, it is forbidden even for Jews and Muslims. Christians, you know what they say? They only don't eat three things. There is something which flies in the air, the aeroplane, and that which moves on the earth, it's rain. Rain. And that which moves in the water, Boat. Boat doesn't move in the underneath the water. Excepting these three, you can eat anything that's ever done. Because it is based upon the misinterpreted biblical interpretation. God created man, then God created the whole world and created man and said, I created this world for your enjoyment. And this led to a, what is called most selfish philosophy. The whole earth is meant for whom? For the enjoyment of human being who is strong enough to kick the other fellow out and do, and still they are. That's why they have no conscience for killing the cows and animals, even though they bring them up nicely as pets. They feed them nicely. And then in the end, for what? And sometimes psychological, you know, an animal loves you, responds to you so wonderfully. And do you have the heart to go and kill next day and eat its food? And people do that. Anyways, bhojanadishu. If Sri Ramakrishna's body is accustomed to a particular type of food, he should eat it. It is common sense. See, suppose Sri Ramakrishna is taken to Andhra Guntur and then Bhavakaya. What do you think? You know what happens? He won't last not only one day. One day itself, he will give up his body. He never wants to come back in.
Maharaj, why is food going to
for the use? Because in those days, even the pigs that forage in the villages, they eat all sorts of food. It is full of the worms inside. They may not be doing damage to the pig, but those whoever eat it, they used to get, and some wise people realized it, so they had forbidden. Why were Hindus forbidden beef? Because of several reasons. One reason is, beef is considered, you know, go mother, so this mother. When children used to, childbirth, mothers used to die, who is going to sustain the baby? With cow's milk. That's one reason. Second reason, cow is the most useful animal I think. Every part of the cow, you know, the milk, and the cow dung, everything is useful for this one. Second, third reason is that Hindu philosophy says everything is Brahman. Shatru. So, Isayavasimdhagam Sarma. Look upon everything as God. But if you want to look upon everything God, all of a sudden, today morning you get up, read the teaching, and I want to look up on that thing. Is it possible? Gradually, see God in mother, see God in father, see God in teacher, see God in any person with whom you have some transaction. Then slowly extend this vision, evaluation. So what about non-human beings? A tree, river, mountain, and everything, non-living, living as well as animals. So that's why they associated rat with
vision.
And there are also scientific reasons. If there is any food material lying in the house, they come and finish up. And that means they are helping you not to get what?
Yeah.
Infected. So like that, birds are also being in out of season question. Perhaps 50 years back, there was one lady, Raphael. She wrote a beautiful this thing, this spring. What does it mean? There was a river. And there was a, there were trees. Some people, and there are a lot of birds and other, and these small insects, they used to take shelter in that tree. So the human being had come and then cut off the trees. Then what happened? These roots of the trees hold on to the earth. They bind the earth. Because there is no binding material, slowly the earth started falling. And then the river started flowing by. Because there were no trees, birds have disappeared. And because the first insects have disappeared. Because there were insects, birds have disappeared. And because of birds disappeared, and then they go river has started flooding. And when the many trees disappeared, the rain stopped coming. And then she discovered the whole universe is interconnected. It is called a holistic attitude. Now it is called every single thing in the world is interconnected. If anybody thinks something is what you call weather, and if you extinguish that material, then who will be harmed? We will be harmed. Already, world's 95% of all species have been exterminated, extinguished without trace. We are suffering from what is called nowadays ozone layer. That is a global warming, they call it. So, the whole book is about how each one of us are interdependent. So, that is why choose one particular animal, rat. Then you choose peacock, you choose a bull, then you choose a mahisha, buffalo, you choose a cow, unless Krishna associated. Like that, then peacock, who? Kartikeya, Subramanya. That Saraswati's?
Swan.
Lakshmi Devi Swan. Like that, associate one animal, respect it as manifestation of special divinity. It is for that purpose that slowly when you start expanding your vision, one day will come. Then you can see the whole thing in a divine light. So trees, tulsi, bilwa, for example, bilwa is associated with Shiva. Shiva will never get diabetes. Because from morning till evening, what is he doing? Abhisheka with water and then
Belpata
and bell fruits. So that is why he will never get. And Tulasi is a very highly medicinal herb. And this is associated with whom?
Vishnu.
With Vishnu. Like that, so many days to Ganesha Puja. Early morning you are supposed to collect Navapatrika. Nine varieties of these herbs. That means people knew they were all medicinal herbs. In fact, somebody had told, you know what he said? That every plant is a medicinal plant, provided we know what it is. So it is called, the word for medicine in Sanskrit is called Aushadha. So how did this word come? Aushadhi. So the name of the plant is ocean. Ocean. But it has a property called quenching your burning. That which quenches your burning, means puts out the fire, is called aushadhi. Early morning, the jataragni is burning. What do you do? Idli, dosha, vada. This is what?
Aushadhi.
Similarly, 12:30 again, jataragni. And again, rice, sambar, dal, etc. That is aushadhi. Every day, whatever we eat is what? Aushadhi. And if you have got some particular problems, there is an option. Diabetes.
Blood pressure,
etc. What are we talking about? That the whole universe must be deified. It is called deification. Deification means what, you know? Rivers. All God, goddesses are rivers. Only one fellow, lonely fellow, male fellow.
Brahmaputra.
Yes, Brahmaputra. So, then, all the mountains. This is Himavan. This is Parvata. And it has to be India. India Parvata. Like that, different Parvatas. Arunachala, for example. What does Ramana Maharshi say about Arunachala?
Shiva.
It is Shiva in an immovable form. The whole hill is dwelling. So if anybody goes now, they are like going out the world. Giri Pradakshina is very, very popular. So, Vrindavan, the dust of Vrindavan, very sacred for all Hindus. So, it is like that. So, what are we talking about? Deified. So, Bhojanadi Vyaparishu, just whatever suits you, you will have to observe. But after the death of that, you can offer anything you like. Ramakrishna can be given beef juice. Supposing your doctor says you must drink beef juice. What will you do? Chicken juice. You know, they say chicken soup. Chicken soup. Juice you have objection. Soup you don't have objection. If you go on like this, you will land in the soup. If the doctor tells, what to do? You have to. Because doctor is God, that's why body, everything is accepted. But deify them. Deify the animal. Deify the mahisha. Deify the goat. Deify the chicken. Everything. Like, slowly mind will be purified. So what is it telling? Even ordinary life is only up till death. Though physical activity such as taking food continue as long as one bears this body, then Nartha enters into a fourth chapter. The Lakshanani Ujjante Nana Mata Deva. Definitions of this bhakti will now be stated in accordance with the different views. Different people have different views about bhakti. But they are not talking about definitions of bhakti. Even though that is what the sutra tells. He is talking about how to attain bhakti. How to attain bhakti. So, because Narada had already given a beautiful definition of what is bhakti. What is the definition? Sātu asmin parama prema sarupa. It is, what is the nature of devotion? It is supreme devotion to the supreme object called God. That alone deserves the name bhakti. But we are now with this, we have just started our journey. How to develop that path? For that, various people have. Why? Because they attained bhakti by following a particular path. Naturally, they will recommend, I arrived here. Just like, you know, you have a problem and you take some medicine and you get cured. Naturally, through your experience, you recommend the same medication also for other people. Like, so he is going to prepare Nana Mata Deva. By this sutra, the Narada also indicating that you follow any teacher you want. If you have Shraddha and follow the instructions of the Guru, you will reach. This is what exactly what Sri Ramakrishna says, Jato Mot, Tato Pat. As many faiths, so many paths. It will take the person exactly to God's feet. So, Bhagavan Krishna also supports this view and says, all men are following my path. Krishna is also following. He is also following whom? Allah only. Somebody complained to one of our swamis, a nuisance, you know, 5 times a day. No, it is not a nuisance. He is reminding you in case you forget. You think of your own God. You don't need to call God by Allah. You can call him by Krishna, Rama, Christ, Buddha, whatever name you want. Hello. But it's a beautiful reminder, isn't it? For you to think that Sri Ramakrishna is reminding us 5 times. Anyway, it is a negative. Anyway, you have to hear it. Why not to interpret it in the most proper? So make everything positive so that you do not get disturbed by anything. So if we can convert into a reminder, or even better, do you understand what words is uttering? Really? Some sound you are hearing. Convert it. He is uttering Omkara. Oh, like that, you know. Same thing Omkara is doing. What is wrong with that? It all depends upon. So we'll stop here. Today, tonight we have 10:30. Okay.
This is 7th of the current chapter.